Hey, welcome to Sunday Afternoon Baseball.
Hey, everybody. Sunday Afternoon Baseball with Paul and Dave. We probably should have started this broadcast sooner, but yeah. they kind of did this thing where it's we're still talking. Jamie Campbell, Greg's on.
Yeah, and they didn't. You do the normal. You are now entering space and the cybernet.
You're in a baseball internet zone.
Where baseball comes out of thin air.
But then all of a sudden we look up and Kyle Drabek is throwing his warm-up pitches. Dave.
Yes?
There's something before we get into the scouting report, when we launch into that improvisational genius.
Yeah.
There's something you've been wanting to get off your chest for the past 2 podcasts.
Has there?
Yeah, yeah. But we keep cutting it. Because A, it's really dumb, and B,
right.
The second and third hours are usually where we start running out of steam.
But we keep on referring back to it.
Yeah, but I don't know if we do, because I can't, I don't know what...
I do.
Yeah, I know, and every week you try to get this in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you free rein now. The past 2 weeks, Dave has, and I don't know how we keep getting into this, I think it might be largely Dave. Dave does not agree with giving out honorary degrees to celebrities or people. And quickly, why is that?
Because they don't deserve it. They haven't done the work I did to get my degree with honors.
What about a lifetime of accomplishment?
I think that's its own reward, isn't it?
I suppose it is.
Yeah, it's kind of the rich get richer in terms of respect.
But if it weren't for honorary degrees, and I do recognize that this is a pretty weird way to start off this week's podcast, you wouldn't have cool people like Eugene Levy speaking at your convocation.
Why not?
Well, what's in it for them?
I don't know. A good gig?
It's a good gig?
It's a good gig. Yeah, why don't they just...
I didn't say Screech from Saved by the Bell. I said Eugene Levy. Screech would probably think that that in itself would be a good gig.
That would be a good gig for Screech, yeah. Yes.
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah, who did come to our university.
Yeah, but he
that was for a gig.
He performed at Quarters, and I heard it was largely unstellar.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Okay, so the game has started, and Kyle Drabek just walked the leadoff hitter.
Oh, no. How about these? I'm not wearing his jersey. Oh,
here's the scouting report for Kyle Drabek. He's a competitor. He plays a lot of video games.
He has more four-seamers, which means most of his suits have four seams in them.
And the third thing is to use the deuce, which means to poop when you feel like pooping.
That's really important. A lot of baseball pitchers don't abide by that rule.
That's why they can't pitch, is because they stand on the mound constantly having to poo.
And then a lot of pitchers wait to use the toilet.
That's the biggest mistake of being a big league pitcher. You ask Randy Johnson, and 10 times out of 10, he poops in his pants the entire time.
They all wear big diapers.
That's why they look so tall.
Perfect.
So that was the scouting report coming up on us unsuspectingly. Send us an email at sundayafternoonbaseball@gmail.com if you hate that segment or find it too abrasive.
Or have any feelings.
We love doing it. And if that wasn't clear, I was Buck Martinez there.
And I was Pat Tabler.
And Dave was Pat Tabler from Detroit.
Probably not from Detroit. But I pretend that he is.
Listen, we went to Detroit.
Yeah.
Last week.
Most people look like Pat Tabler.
For the game that wasn't rained out. We were there. And there were a lot of Tabby-esque looking folk.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
A lot of blonde and curlies.
Yeah, we were up to our knees in the blonde and curlies.
This is exciting. I haven't seen any of these Houston Astro games yet.
Oh, I went to the last 2. Did you see this sunburn on my arm from yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
It was worth it, though.
It's one of the mildest sunburns I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Dave, it hurts like a... It hurts.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Krista got real burned yesterday.
Real burned?
Pretty burned. Yeah.
Huh.
She's just, you know, what's it called when you get that first burn?
It's called the winter's chafe. I think.
Yeah, or like developing a base, that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's what her dad does, Anus.
What you gotta do is get out in the sun.
Get out in the sun.
Don't put any sunscreen or clothes on. And get a nice lobster base going.
You're gonna get a nice base, and then you're gonna get a nice tan.
If I can break it down into some simpler jive, what you wanna do is get a nice base and then lay down some funky rhythm.
What you gotta do is
like making music.
Don't get burned by not getting burned.
Oh man, Anus McIsaac, I don't see enough. Oh, Dave, we get a look at Brett Wallace today.
Yeah.
And in the what could have been file.
Yeah, in the J but never in uniform file.
Yeah, it's kind of a homecoming for him of sorts. I'm sure he doesn't view it that way, but...
Yeah, but we thought about him for a long time while he was a part of our organization.
Yeah, we had a good long think.
Yeah, like what would it
what
be
that
like?
Would be like.
Is this Brett Wallace?
No. I'll tell you when it's Brett Wallace.
Who
relax.
Is this?
This is Hunter Pence, and he has been fucking us up this week. So they haven't shown Wandy Rodriguez's scouting report.
No.
Okay, so once again, we don't want to alarm anybody, but when this voice kicks in, that means the scouting report is on TV. Mm-hmm. And the bullet points that we're saying are literally what it says in the scouting report. And the reason that we think it's funny to do that is because we can't hear what Buck and Pat are saying.
So we make it up.
We make it up. This is how we imagine the game commentary would go. Normally, we would have the game commentary on, but...
Right. If we were just a couple of dudes watching a game, we would normally watch it with the sound on.
Yeah. But... For you, at home, we think it's better entertainment value if you, for some reason, hear our voices only.
We have sacrificed our audio learning ability.
You don't think I want to know what Buck Martinez has to say about all this? Of course I do.
Yeah. You'd be crazy not to.
Yeah. He is an insightful genius.
Everyone loves him.
Do you think Jose Bautista looks less intimidating without the beard? I do.
I do. Yeah. I think everyone looks more intimidating with a beard unless it's a really shitty beard.
Yeah. Like Travis Snyder. Travis Snyder just looked hilarious.
He didn't really have a beard, though. He had a mustache. That's different.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a beard, it reminds me of, like, a Civil War general.
Yeah. And you do not want to mess with those guys.
Yeah. They would fuck you up.
Yeah.
Especially if you were the opposing army.
Mm-hmm.
In the Civil War.
Especially if you were Wandy Rodriguez.
Yeah. Right. I hate honorary degrees.
I'm glad we came back to this.
Because, the way you set it up, it's just a bribe for people to come and talk at convocations.
Yeah, but people who are excellent in their fields.
If anyone offered me an honorary degree, I'd be like, I'm not accepting this, but I will come and speak at your convocation.
I wish more people could be like you, Dave.
And I maybe will give you some kind of $50 a year scholarship.
$50 a year.
To a student I view as most like me in physical appearance.
He'll need it. Here's a scouting report for Wendy Rod Collarsmith. 2-4 seam fastballs means that he throws between 2 and 4 balls at the same time.
He also has a wicked curve, which means he's seen the musical Wicked while practicing his curve.
I think what that actually means is that he has a lovely hourglass figure. The other thing about him is... He has lots of ground balls, which means his balls are so big that they literally drag across the ground.
Which really hurts his balls in the long run. I should know...
And that was the scouting report for Wandy Rodriguez.
That's right.
To GarageBand, detected a lot of feedback during that.
Yeah. GarageBand was confused.
Hmm.
Well, we didn't score any runs.
I know. What the hell?
This is horseshit.
We're going home. Oh, we get to see Brett Wallace.
Oh, that's a treat.
Brett Wallace, okay. So because it's a commercial,
yeah.
Why don't we do the hot dog bet recap?
Oh, shit!
I'm excited!
I don't want to.
But that means you get to pick first in this week's hot dog bet.
Is that how it works?
I think so.
Then I...
Before we didn't really have...
used the system.
Yeah, well, let's say that that's it from now on. Now okay. That I've won a hot dog bet and can actually feel sorry for you for a week.
It's not automatic that I win the hot dog bet.
And if you'll recall, Matt Cowell said double or nothing, which means it's a new ball game right now.
Yeah.
We're 0-0.
That means we owe... No hot dogs are owed.
No hot dogs are owed.
Or we both owe each other 5 hot dogs.
Which would make less sense. If we just wanted to go hot dog crazy one day.
Well, yeah, we could just eat a lot of hot dogs.
We
want. We're grown men.
Yeah. We don't give a fuck. So the hot dog bet last week was whether or not the Indians could hold on for another week and still be in first place.
And I have done that. I was counting on a miracle.
Yeah.
For the Tigers to make up their 3.5 game lead that the Indians had, and instead they doubled it, and now they're 7 games out.
Yeah.
Which is the biggest lead in the majors.
Yeah, they have the best record in Major League Baseball right now. Are you shaking your head no or in disbelief?
No, I believe that. I'm just like, stupid Indians.
Stupid jerks.
Yeah.
So I won the hot dog bet, and because of the high stakes nature of the bet, we are back to a level playing field. That's so I don't gain a hot dog, but I do reduce my deficit by 100%.
Yeah, that was a pretty good deal for you.
Yeah, not bad.
I'm never agreeing to that.
Thank you to Matt Cowell for suggesting that.
for calling us all out on our balls.
Okay, so what I'm proposing this week for the hot dog bet. Let me just start by saying that Steve and I went to the game where Jojo Reyes pitched 7 scoreless innings, and we were ahead 2-0 in the 8th.
That's great.
And Roush and Francisco, I think, blew it on purpose, I want to say. Looked like.
What?
It looked like they blew it on purpose.
Like they'd received instructions from someone.
Like.
Some shadowy figure.
Yeah, and
skulking around the bullpen.
Was like, I like this losing streak. It's pretty hilarious. Yeah. Let's keep
getting
it going.
A lot of national attention.
To sort of counterbalance the Bautista euphoria.
Oh, here's Brett Wallace, P.S.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he doesn't look like I thought he did.
I know. Man, his picture is like file photo picture that they show on the Jumbotron. He looks like a toothless 12-year-old.
Aw, that's adorable.
I know.
Except
kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He eats too many chocolates.
Too many sweeties.
Yeah, that's why his butt's so big.
He's got a big butt.
He's got a big butt, Brett Wallace.
He's got a big old butt from the chocolates. He's got no teeth. Okay, so my bet this week, Jojo Reyes has not won since 2008, despite like his last 3 performances with us being pretty great.
Yeah.
And like
dynamite.
Really good. So, Dave, you get to pick first. Will we see a Jojo Reyes win by the next podcast, or is he still cursed for at least one more week? He's playing the Yankees,
yeah.
And that'll be it.
That's tough.
So we just gotta tune in on Wednesday and...
That'll be it? No.
Yeah, no, because he started on Friday, so it would be Wednesday, and then he wouldn't start again until Monday.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So you got one shot for all the marbles, and it's in Yankee Stadium, but I mean, you also gotta think about the law of averages finally catching up with him.
Yeah. But
Yankees are in a bit of a crisis of their own of late.
Yeah, but they've been beating the Mets.
Yeah.
But then again,
but
who doesn't beat the Mets?
I bet you we wouldn't.
I think we could. I don't know. Who knows?
We're having an awful lot of trouble with the Astros.
No, we won yesterday.
Yeah, we won yesterday, but man, like 4-0, I thought for sure.
We're going to win today.
I know. Well, yeah, obviously, it's the podcast.
We always win.
Come on. Oh, yeah, we won, yeah, yeah. The tides are turning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you think, Dave?
This That's a tough one, because I feel like...
You got to think. He's
JoJo is susceptible to the Yankee Stadium pressure because, like, his problems are mental, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But his problems haven't been mental the last three games. He's just been an unlucky ducky.
Yeah. But he's also been playing the Astros. The Twins? Did he play the Twins?
Yeah, but that's a veteran lineup that should be doing better than it is, though.
Yeah, but they're the worst.
Yeah, but they're the
worst
greatest.
In the league.
I know.
Our statements directly contradict each other.
But they're the second greatest team. In my liking.
Oh, I see. This is the standoff we've had before, where I'm in reality and you're in Paul world.
This is the standoff where Dave has looked at the stats and I play a lot of MLB The Show.
Which pretty much means whatever you want to happen, happens.
Yeah. P.S. Jays are doing great in MLB The Show right now.
Incidentally... I'm well out of last place in my fantasy league.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's great.
And catching up on the next team.
So you are in second last.
Yes.
That's good, though. Yeah. But you're like, you got a cush.
Yeah. Doing pretty well.
Oh, Dave.
What?
I'll let you think about whether JoJo Reyes is going to win for a little while longer. I just want to tell you this story. As I was waiting for the bus... This Persian-looking man came up to me, and he's just like, "Hey, man." I'm not even sure
what
accent.
What distinguishes a Persian-looking man?
I don't know.
A Persian-looking man with a Latino accent.
He was wearing leather, and he had his hair all done up.
Okay.
I think he was something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he comes up, and he's like...
Something. He was from a place on Earth.
He had business cards on him, which looked like...
Did he offer you a business card?
He sure did. I turned him down. He's like, "Do you like arts and music?"
And you said yes.
And I said no, because I knew that this would lead to
Paul, you love arts and music.
I know.
You lied.
Well, I feel like I'm a target for people like this who are trying to start their own business, because I obviously, like, I look like I like arts and music, and based on the way that, like, a lot of my pants are torn up, I look like an unsuccessful musician.
Don't successful musicians have torn up pants?
Not in 2011.
Oh, right.
You're thinking of...
I'm thinking of the 90s.
Yeah, you're thinking of the grunge.
We're this not in the just, grunge era anymore?
No, this is just how I am. And I have, like, you know, I got the long hair flowing beneath the baseball cap, and I the Ray-Ban glasses kind of make me like, oh, man, Here's a guy who wants to get his music career off the ground.
Here's a guy who spends all his money on glasses.
Yeah. Psych. These were free.
Yeah, he didn't know that where you worked.
Yeah.
He thought you worked in music.
He thought I was a serious musician. So he's like, "Do you like arts and music?" And I just said, "No." It was tough, because I love all that shit.
Yeah, man.
Who doesn't?
It's great.
Yeah. And then he's just like, "Oh, yeah." And he's like, "What about, he had a business card that he kind of, like, slipped back in his wallet after I said no, because he wasn't ready for me to say no.
Yeah,
he But I've been approached by jackasses like him before, right?
Okay.
So then I said no. He's like, okay. "What about the BC Kush?" Which I think is a reference to drugs.
Yeah, that's a type of pot.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I don't smoke pot, but I know that for some reason.
But he's a BC Kush. So he's pretty much like trying to connect with me based on all the stereotypes he can think of by my looks.
It's probably a better approach than trying to connect with you with the opposite of what you look like.
Yeah.
It's probably like, "Hey man, you want a car?"
"You want to look under the hood?"
"You want an SUV?"
Yeah. So,
hey, you want some investment portfolio?
So today I was a victim of racism and discrimination.
Oh, poor Paul.
Yeah.
It's because of your Lebanese background.
Yeah, he thought he could. He's like, You like genealogy? Ancestry.com?
I give you my card.
Oh, that's gonna fall.
That's a hit. Oh, that's great. You're
that's so a fast. Double.
That's right.
That's Michael a juicy Duble. Double. Oh, man. If only we knew what to do in this situation.
Maybe Davis will steal third.
Mm-hmm.
One out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good if he stole a third and then sack flight home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing that's frustrating about this year's Jays is, like, we always assume we can only get one. Whereas last year, it's like, oh, here comes the beginning of a fruitful seven-run inning. However, yes. Yeah!
Is he
going
home for sure?
No, he's not.
What? Why not?
He had to ask.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, then we got...
You now went to second.
Edwin.
Edwin.
It's Edwin.
Edwin Escobar.
Oh my god, look at the face he makes when he's running.
That's why he's so great.
Yeah, I like Edwin in theory.
He never hides anything.
Yeah. I just don't care for his defense.
Yeah. He's not... Doesn't have the big league defense.
No.
Do you think he just doesn't have the skills, or it's a mental block?
No, he has the skills. We've seen him throw to first.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he makes the difficult plays because he doesn't think about it. It's those standard, like, I've got it in the glove now, don't fuck this up, Edwin, and then he fucks it up.
Oh, God, this is when everything goes wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it's usually the routine plays that he screws up, right?
Yeah.
Whereas if he does something amazing...
Do you think it affects his sex life?
Almost certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that face he always makes with all the teeth affects his sex life as well.
But he probably gets a lot of bibs. Probably, you know, big league ball player.
He probably takes a lot of firecrackers to the face.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Someone sitting behind home plate is wearing a Man United shirt, I think, and a Texas Rangers hat.
This is what I don't like about Toronto fans. They don't know how to dress.
Yeah.
For the occasion. Are. They just bother me, man. Oh, yeah. So boo-happy, too, you know?
Why do you go to the ballpark, then?
Because I love it there.
Just not the people? You just like the concrete?
I love the concrete. I don't know. I love baseball. And baseball live is the best.
Yeah, because of the fans, though.
This is a bit of a catch-22, isn't it? Painted me into a corner again.
Yeah. Verbal fencing. Dave wins.
Mm-hmm.
What else were we talking about?
Oh, God, I...
Oh, I didn't make
who
my
who can
pick.
Remember, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say JoJo Reyes does not
does
get
not.
His win.
Wow, okay. I was hoping you were going to pick does not.
I know.
I fully am comfortable saying that he gets his first win, because it's gotta happen sometime.
Yeah, man.
He can't just...
Not this week, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this week.
No, that's why we disagree, that's why we have a bet.
Oh, yeah.
Alright. I'll tell you some jokes.
Oh, yeah, that'll make me feel better.
Yeah.
You got some Astros jokes for me today?
Yeah, man.
Oh, cool, I got some jokes, too.
I only came up with four.
That's cool.
But maybe it's good.
You don't have a hard and fast five rule like I do.
No. I think you've done only four before, haven't you?
I don't think so.
Podcast historians, look it up.
We're too lazy. And we're afraid GarageBand might stop again.
Yeah,
if
we don't
want to
touch the computer. All right. In honor of the first visit of the Houston astronauts to our berg.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Cool.
We've only ever played them in Houston, and that was in 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they swept us. So cool. Yesterday was our first win ever against the Astros.
Oh, man, I should have done something to celebrate, but I was too worried about the rapture.
I made a tweet today about the Toronto Raptors.
Another team that doesn't come through.
Oh, that's good. I did. Oh no, it was a Parker and Seville joke, and it was like, "Oh, I went and saw the Toronto Raptors yesterday."
The who?
And so Seville was like, "No, you mean the Rapture happened yesterday?" And I'm like, "Well, somebody lost to the Denver Nuggets." You can follow me at Dave Bark. That's Dave B-A-R-C. Are you on Twitter, Paul?
No, I should be, though.
You should get there.
Yeah.
What's your Twitter handle going to be?
My Twitter handle is going to be Spiky Teen 69.
Okay.
Gmail. SpikyTeen69 Gmail.
Don't know how this works.
Look for me. Okay, so what are your...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
In honor of the visit of the Houston astronauts to our burg, I always refer to them as the astronauts, out of respect. Five things that would be different if baseball was played in space.
Whoa.
Is this the same as yours?
Nope.
Okay. Great.
Why would I think of that? Why would two people think of that?
Alright, number one. Less gravity in space,
mm-hmm.
which means bigger home runs,
mm-hmm.
which means they would have to make bigger stadiums,
mm-hmm.
which means it would be harder to see the players, so low attendance. Also, no one lives in space, another reason for low attendance.
So how big would the... What kind of dimensions are we talking?
We're talking like a quarter of the moon.
Is the baseball field?
Yeah, but there's no seats. No one lives on the moon, Paul.
People visit the moon, though.
Yeah, that's true. Like Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
Okay, two seats.
So one for Buzz Aldrin, and one for Buzz Aldrin's drink.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. All right. Number two, another thing that would be different if baseball was played in space. Games would sometimes be called due to aliens from the movie Aliens.
No, those are the worst kinds of aliens.
Yeah,
probably. They're so ferocious.
I can't think of a worse kind of alien that I would want to meet.
Yeah, they can't be reasoned with.
Yeah. Yeah, and they come out of your chest.
Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be the worst. If you're just playing a game and then an alien came out of Edwin Encarnacion's chest. Everyone would be like, well, at least it wasn't Bautista. Yeah. Oh god, the alien! Okay.
What else would be different about playing baseball in space?
Lightsaber duels at halftime. Also, halftime.
I was just going to say, halftime?
Yeah, they'd have a halftime show. Just to get the fans in. There, because they have attendance problems.
Just to get Buzz Aldrin all riled up.
Yeah, that's what Buzz wants.
So we can go get another drink.
Yeah. And, lightsaber duels between the Sith and the...
Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays. You know, with the other people. The Jedi.
Jays versus Sith.
I was going to say the Jewish people, but... That's not what the Jedi are.
No.
It's not racist if I just say Jew.
It is if you say it enough.
Okay. Alright, number four. Worf. You remember Worf?
From Star Trek.
He breaks the Klingon barrier in 2147 when he plays first base for the Space Dodgers. He's like the new Jackie Robinson.
Yeah. This is going to be Worf.
Yeah, it's going to be Worf.
Excellent.
I don't know if that's the time that Worf is alive. I'm not that much of a Trekkie or Trekker.
I like those.
Thanks.
I hope we never have to play baseball in space, though.
That'd be pretty cool. Well, now that you've heard all the ways it would be different, though.
The, 5,000-mile stadiums with two people in them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, you'd have to run so far for fly balls?
That doesn't sound that cool.
That'd be cool once.
Yeah.
Like when they played in Puerto Rico.
Playing in space would be exactly like playing in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. It would also be called Hiram Bithorn Stadium in space. At Buzz Aldrin Sports Complex. There'd also be a football stadium.
Here comes Brett Wallace.
Here comes Thunder Thighs.
Here comes Toothless 12-year-old Wallace. Yeah.
Who I think is doing quite well.
Oh, yeah. He certainly leads the team in average. Yeah, he's kind of...
So good for him.
Yeah. 310?
Yeah. Anthony Ghost better be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, stay tuned for my segment, which will explore that in depth.
Oh.
Yeah. As deep as I go.
Oh, he's got weird eyes. They're all spaced out.
I know.
He's got Levi McDougal eyes.
I gotta say, Levi McDougal is a better looking dude than this dude.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Whoa. Aaron Seavey just gave the craziest signs.
Yeah, he just really took charge there, right?
Yeah.
Good lord.
Yeah, I've never seen a catcher do that. He, like, was patting his arm in different places. Like, that's usually what, like, the third base coach does.
Mm-hmm.
And the catcher just puts fingers in his crotch.
In the third base coach's crotch, you mean?
Yeah. It's just a part of baseball. So Steve Pukin cannot be here today.
No. And why is that again?
His girlfriend...
Z's family...
needed him...
to...
brunch
his
groin
off.
Oh my god.
Steve Pukin could not be here because his girlfriend's family needed him to brunch his groin off.
Sorry, everyone.
So
that improv game went crazy. As never happens. Usually improv games end up in an ordinary sentence.
Yeah. Not our background, though.
Nope. Well, I took Second City classes.
And I'm just naturally loose cannon.
Live off the top of your head.
Mm-hmm. I never know what's coming out of this abyss of craziness.
This fire hole.
This fire hole I call a mouth. Except for the shit I write down.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Then I have a pretty good idea.
That's not yet. That's after this Brett Wallace at bat, which is a 3-2 with two outs.
Yeah, I think after
two men on. What's going to happen? Jesus Christ. Oh, it's a hit.
Oh, you...
But is it a run?
It is. And
now we're losing.
This always happens.
This happens half the time.
What a weird looking guy.
Yeah, Brett Wallace looks like a...
He looks like a... He looks like half fish, half wolf, half...
Japanese businessman.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the only way to describe him. I'm glad he's not on our team. He looks weird.
You want to hear my things?
Yay!
My segment?
Bro!
Okay, so, we're getting a good look at Brett Wallace.
Yeah.
And what could have been...
He just hit an RBI single.
Yeah, that could have been our RBI single, but probably not. So, I've come up with... you would think that we got a more attractive-looking player in Anthony Ghost, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he seems a little more dynamic, a little harder to come by. But in the Astros' defense, I've come up with 5 reasons that the Astros wanted Brett Wallace.
Okay.
And were willing to part with... Ghost.
I'm glad we prefaced this segment with talking about Brett Wallace for a little while.
Yeah, see, it was like the timing was perfect.
Yeah.
Would have been more perfect if he didn't come through, based on the way that these are going. Number one, they found the part in his scouting report that said, like Lyle Overbay, but not as good. Too tantalizing to turn down.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like Lyle Overbay, but not as good.
That's what a lot of scouting reports have said. Is like, he's pretty much Overbay without the defense.
Oh.
And they're like, sweet. Sign me up for that.
Okay.
Number two, to say that they were part of the Halliday trade.
Yeah, just to get in on that.
Yeah, just to be cool.
Just like to be us. A part of history.
Yeah. They're like, well, we see what we did? We did it, too.
We did also that.
We got the best part.
They were more part of the Oswald trade, though.
Yeah, arguably a pretty big part of that one.
Yeah.
And that's Oswald.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Not the same as Halliday.
Who are we trying to kid?
Oswald's just the third horseman of the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. Arguably the fourth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I tend to think of it as Halliday, Lee, Oswald, Hamels.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad, though. I think Hamels doesn't get as much respect as he should.
Yeah, he had that one bad year after he won the World Series single-handedly.
Yeah, but he had a great year last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Anyway.
And
yeah.
Cliff Lee has had less than stellar years, too.
It's true.
I think, oh my god.
Oh, Bautista struck out.
I think he's trying too hard right now. Okay, so number three, reasons that the Astros wanted Brett Wallace. They thought to themselves, now Gauss, he's a 5-tool player, but Wallace is a 2-tool player. So that means that Wallace needs less tools.
Yeah.
So he must be better.
Save money on tools.
Yeah.
He can do many trips to the Home Depot.
He can do the job with less tools. And they used their math.
Yeah. And that was under the old ownership, which was trying to sell the team.
Yeah. Try to save money on tools.
Yeah.
Number four.
Yeah.
They thought that Brett Wallace was code for Jose Bautista. I think Andopoulos...
Have they realized that they were wrong yet?
Did a little bit. No, well, I think they're starting to clue in. Well, he bats from the wrong side of the plate, and he looks like a weird child. Well, I'm pretty sure we got Jose Bautista.
I'm pretty sure.
I think Andopoulos gave him a little wink. Like, we'll give you Brett Wallace, if you know what I mean.
Do you want to hear the nickname I came up with for Anthony Ghost?
Yeah.
It's, Space goes coast to coast.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That would have made more sense if he was an Astro, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have made the most sense.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Also, if he was an Astro, they could have called him Born Again.
I like that one.
Because
of like Michael Bourne.
He's similar to Michael Bourne. Yeah.
Which is why they got rid of him.
Yeah.
They're like, we have one.
That's a real reason. But here's another fake one.
Here's a joke reason.
Yeah. Number five, they wanted to continue their legacy of having consistent players that you've never heard of.
Okay.
So they're like, who's pretty good, but not that interesting? Brett Wallace.
Brett Wallace has no personality, I don't think.
Yeah.
Although... We don't know much about ghosts.
Brett Wallace eats a lot of applesauce because he has to.
It's hard to predict someone will continue to not be interesting in the future.
Yeah, he could grow completely awesome dreadlocks by next season.
Yeah, and have his own section in left field called Wallace Wood.
Wallaceburg. Yeah, so that's my...
Oh, here's Juan Rivera. Oh, excellent segment.
Oh, yeah, good. Thanks for interrupting me for that.
Wait.
Oh, wait, here's one of our worst guys.
No, I heard that...
Whoa!
Oh, yeah! Who's the worst guys now, Paul?
Juan Rivera.
You're really eating shit now.
Nom, nom, nom. I'm happy to eat his shit. Ah, oh, it tastes so good.
Juan Rivera just got a ding-dong.
Yeah.
Tied at one.
Okay, what were you going to say about Juan Rivera?
Oh, I read in an article today that during the Verlander no-hitter, Rivera walked by Justin Verlander, like in the seventh inning or something, and was like, getting pretty lucky there.
Really?
And Verlander was like, what a dick. But I kind of, that makes me like Juan Rivera about five times as much as I did before.
Yeah. I didn't think he had any passion in him.
No, he does now.
Wow. I kind of, yeah, that's a dick move. For sure, but.
Yeah.
Where did you read that in, like, where did you read that? Who said that? Did Verlander say that?
Yeah, they both confirmed it, but I think Verlander maybe brought it up or something.
Yeah.
Oh, we can recount our Detroit trip. And it's
that's what I think what we were trying to do.
Yeah. Oh, man. Rough start.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell this part so yeah, you don't have to spare my feelings.
I don't want to. I don't want to relive it.
I left right from work, and I work at a job where I have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. And then I worked till about 12 this day, and then kind of ran over, and I was already kind of late.
Mm-hmm.
We rented the car. That went fine.
Yeah.
We left. Got to about Walker's Line.
Yep.
And I realized that I still had some important keys, key cards and cell phones from my work route. I drive food around. Oh, is Ray back out? Or is he just angry?
I think he's just angry.
Yeah. Oh, he's okay. Okay. And I felt extreme shame and panic. And called my work and was like, can we get by without these things maybe tomorrow? And they're like, no.
And they're like, no way, asshole.
And so I scrapped my plan to just go to Detroit and get fired.
It's a good thing as a collective we have better problem solving skills than that.
Yeah. And then we were like, maybe we can FedEx it back. That was our first instinct.
Yeah.
And then we were like, is FedEx open right now, or will it do it like same day? Because I needed to be back for 6 a.m. the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized I had an even better option, which was to call my dad.
Bob Barkley. Saved our trip to Detroit.
That's right. And so, yeah, so we just drove back to Mississauga, gave the stuff to my dad, who drove it into my work.
The line...
Oh, yeah.
The line that your dad used. We walked in, like, pretty much, okay, so we had to backtrack it about 10-15 minutes to Mississauga instead of, like, an hour and 15 minutes to Queen and Dover Court, which would have, like, overshot us a ton, and we wouldn't have made it. And then the next game got rained out, so thank God for Bob Barkley. But when we got to Dave's door, he answers the door, and he goes up, oh, it's the stupid kids! Like, all chipper.
Yeah.
Like he always is.
Affectionately.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was fair.
Yeah. Fair enough, yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you, Dad, for doing that.
Thanks, Bob.
And, and then we were like, okay, we're under the gun now.
Yeah.
We gotta make it for this 7 o'clock start time.
We gotta kill it. And it was what? It was like 2:40?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had very little time to play with. We iPhoned which border crossing, Sarnia or Windsor, would get us there faster.
That iPhone was right, because we went to the border crossing, and he was like, are you Canadian? Great, see ya. That was really easy to get into.
That was like the easiest border crossing I've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah, he literally asked me like 3 questions. We barely slowed down the car.
Yeah. He's like, no, keep rolling, I'll walk alongside. Canadian?
Yeah.
You like Detroit? Cool.
Cool. Great.
Bye.
And he, and there was no lineup either.
Yeah. It was the first time I've ever been to a border crossing without a lineup, which I thought was, honestly, I thought that was going to be trouble.
Yeah, because they're cause like, we got lots of time, dude.
I thought the guy was going to get bored
through and everything.
Look in our bum holes.
Really haven't seen many bum holes today.
I've seen less bum hole today than I'd like. So yeah, we got there pretty much with 15 minutes to spare.
Yeah.
Got to the ballpark just in time for the anthems.
Yeah, we were even able to check into the hotel.
Mm-hmm. And that was great. Oh, and then We got driven there on a party bus for some reason. Or some, like, party shuttle, which was the ricketyest old bus.
Yeah, we were, like, there's the bar beside the hotel.
And, like, the bartender's just like, well, no, we went into the hotel, and then they're like, I think the restaurant next door is doing the shuttle. And we're like, oh, this is going to be good. So we went in there, and the guy's like, hold on, I'll drive you. He, like, comes up from the bar and takes this, like, broken-down old school bus that we took to Comerica Park.
Yeah.
The game was great. There was this old lady sitting a couple of rows ahead of us that reminded me a lot of my grandmother.
Yeah, she had those Olympic red mittens on.
Yeah. And she was sitting with a bunch of Tigers fans and clued into the fact that we were Jays fans behind her, going nuts for every time that the Jays did something awesome. And she was like, Blue Jays! The whole time.
Yeah, and every time the Jays scored, she would turn around and give us the thumbs up.
Give us the thumbs up, and at one point she's like, where are my guys? Which I thought was adorable.
Yeah.
And I wanted to hoist her onto my shoulders at the end of the game when the Jays won.
Yeah, and the Jays won.
And the yeah, 4-2.
Yeah.
Great time.
Joaquin Benoit lost his role as setup man for the Tigers.
Oh, they're not letting him do that anymore?
No, because of what happened.
That's probably a wise idea.
So Benoit is a road trip saver.
Mm-hmm.
A new Hall of Fame.
Road trip saver. Who would have been our road trip saver?
In Baltimore?
In Baltimore.
Probably Jose Molina.
Yep.
Yeah. Usually it's someone on the other team. The Jays are just a neutral party that things happen to.
Not
but I can't think of any Oriole that stands out as the worst.
Yeah, they just didn't score any runs, and we had it from the get-go.
Yeah.
What other highlights can you think of?
Oh, I sat beside a Detroit Tigers fan who was awesome.
Yeah, he was
great. Was really into everything.
He was super not into Joaquin Benoit, though.
No, he predicted the future. Yeah. When Benoit came in, he was like well, this is over.
You guys are going to win now.
Oh, also, it was freezing cold, and we almost died.
Yeah, so cold.
In the second inning, I took off my jacket and hoodie to display my Drabek shirt, because Drabek was doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy beside me was like, are you crazy?
Because it was so cold.
Or? Yeah. And I was like, I think I'm okay. And, oh, God. And, and then I put on my jacket after that. We got a package where we got a t-shirt, which I'm wearing now, which says Canadian Tigers fan.
Mm.
Which is true whenever they're not playing the Jays. And we got some chips, some soda,
and
a hot dog.
An underwhelming hot dog.
Yeah. Wished it was like a foot long or something.
Yeah.
But you get what you get.
That's true. Oh.
Stupid bloop single.
How did that happen?
Who's that? Some Astro. I like how Astro sounds like asshole if you say it fast.
The Houston assholes.
A bunch of Astros.
How many times do you think Buck Martinez has accidentally said the Houston assholes today?
Over under 18.
Another place haps for the assholes.
I think that's Astros, Buck!
Blah!
He vomits into his head. Pat Tabler never corrects him, though. I guess if he started correcting him, he'd be like, ah, this is wasting my stupid time. Whereas on the radio, if like Jerry Howard says something, Ashby will be like, I think you mean the Astros.
Now we're losing.
Oh, a two-run home run.
Hunter Pence hits a two-run home run.
Pence. And then we went to the bar afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Got drunk.
Really drunk.
The waitress was very chatty and flirty.
Yep.
Especially with Steve.
Which was funny to watch, because she kept referring to him as the shy guy.
Yeah, the quiet one in the corner. Yeah,
but she was like focusing so much attention on him, and Steve was like,
Yeah, Steve was nervous because he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do.
He wasn't sure what rules apply to Detroit.
Plus, she was a pretty terrifying coug, to be fair, like...
Yeah. A terrifying what?
Coug.
Like a cougar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get with it.
Yeah, she was. She kept on bragging about her connections in the music biz.
She kept telling Steve that she was going to make him a star.
Yeah. Because of this guy she knows who owns the Westin Hotel.
Who knows a guy who does sound for, was it Van Halen?
Yeah. A lot of old school rock and roll bands.
That's a lot of pull there. Too, yeah.
Which is pretty coug.
It was real cougaber.
The pretty coug move there.
we're like, oh, coug move, lady. So then,
oh, we had a great breakfast the next morning.
Yeah, that was great. But another good thing was we got back to the hotel room and we were all pretty drunk, and watching Dave whip a shoe at Steve,
yeah,
was like one of the funnier things that could have happened.
It wasn't in anger.
No, I know. It was in jest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the circumstances were.
I don't really think anything.
And then the next morning, I was like, where the fuck is my shoe?
And that was in anger.
Yeah, I was about to kill people. And I was like, oh yeah, I threw it.
Silly.
Oh, me. Oh, then, for lunch, on the next day, we went to an awesome barbecue place called Slow's.
Slow's. Yeah, they were great.
Yeah.
Which was in the middle of a pretty scary neighborhood.
Yeah.
Not so much scary, but...
Yeah.
The just area reminiscent of all of Detroit.
Yeah, like a majestic decline.
Yeah.
With, like, huge, beautiful buildings that were abandoned and had all their windows broken.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Yeah.
And then we come in there and win.
Yeah. Just putting more fuel on the fire.
Yep.
Oh, and we went to the Tigers gift shop. They got one on us because they already had t-shirts made of Justin Verlander's second no-hitter against us.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, they have a really good merch shop there, actually. One of the best I've seen.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, we're getting wandied up the hoo-ha.
Yeah. Wandied and dondied.
Then we drove home. We got held up at the border.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
We got held up at the border. The border cop said to me as we got out of the car, because I was wearing my Jay's windbreaker and Jay's hat, and he's just like, you know, there was a time you'd get beaten down on the streets of Detroit for wearing that. And I was like, yeah, early 90s, right? And he didn't respond.
No.
He was like...
continued with his work.
Yeah. I was trying to be his friend. By pointing out how awkward this situation was. So is Jorge Posada just never catching for the Yankees again? He's a permanent DH now?
Yeah. And baby.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't want a bat ninth.
Yeah, you must be loving this, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's revealed for the stupid jerk-ass baby that he is.
Yeah, I don't know why they're protecting him so much either.
Yeah, well, they should just cut him loose.
He's one of the core four, man.
I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't even like the Yankees.
You don't?
That's what I would say as the Yankees GM. I don't even like these guys.
Brian Cashman.
Jeter gone.
If you're Brian Cashman and I was a reporter, I'd be like, what do you think of the recent Jorge Posada news?
Yeah, I don't fucking care.
Why not?
I hate the Yankees.
Oh, that's weird.
Nope.
You're kind of in charge of them right now.
I know. Oh god, my life.
Must be great having a lot of money to spend on mediocre players.
Though, I guess, but it means I never get any respect.
Oh, that's true.
Everyone's like, oh, way to buy a team. You know who could do that? A baby.
Jorge Posada?
Jorge Posada could do that.
Yeah. This is...
Oh, is it?
Out of... Hey!
All right, Aaron Sevilla.
Yeah, oh, he's doing great lately.
Yeah, he doesn't have only one home run. Stats person, you idiot.
Who said that?
Yeah, it said solo home run, and then in brackets one, as if that was his first home run.
Well, it's his first today.
Yeah, that's not...
Oh, but Dave...
indicates. Anyways.
That's true. It is his...
Let's not ruin this.
Let's not ruin this by fighting.
Ruin Christmas. I like the way Brad Mills looks, the Astros manager.
What in particular tickles your fancy about the way that Brad Mills looks?
It looks like he has no hair on his body. But he makes that look yeah. extremely tough.
For a man who wears such delicate-looking glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. He has an angular jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Wandy Rodriguez looks kind of like him. Probably related.
Completely hairless?
Yeah. Wearing a Houston Astros uniform. If you were pitching for the Jays right now, how would you feel?
Frightened.
I would be like, I hope this makes it all the way to the plate.
No promises.
And JP and CB would come in and be like, are you doing okay? And I'd be like, my name is Dave. He'd be like, oh God, what happened to Sean Kemp?
Can you move up a little?
It really helped me out. Then I would walk everyone.
Yeah.
Sean Bell would come out.
Beat the shit out of you in front of all those people.
Be the greatest day of my life. Oh, they're not putting the captioning in a very good place. It's right over this guy's face.
Yeah. All the... Well, I think that'll change in a moment.
Hello!
Hello!
Hey!
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, my wife Krista is on the podcast.
Yeah!
Woo, the master of the house is home!
You'll recognize her by her scratchy George Burns voice.
Which we have done spot on before.
Say goodnight, Gracie! Or goodbye, I don't know.
That's pretty much yeah. how it went.
We're in the eighth inning, Krista, and the Jays are losing by one.
Oh, heaven forbid.
There's a runner on, and then Aaron Sevilla is up.
Yeah.
So,
one of your favorites?
Yeah, my favorite.
The background here is Krista... doesn't know a lot about baseball.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you tell us what you're about. What you...
The background is Krista knows a lot about baseball.
Yeah.
I know everything.
Yeah. Tell us about your relationship to baseball.
Me and baseball go back to the days when my dad, Anus, used to take me to the batting cages in Burlington. And then he took my sister and brother more than me. So, I've had kind of an up and down relationship with baseball.
Krista, you have to pick a new favorite.
Oh yeah, Joe Englert is no longer a Blue Jay.
Yeah, but you don't have the stats on which ones, what their heights and weights are.
Well, Rajay Davis looks pretty cute. He's got a good smile.
Yeah, that is true.
And he's
look at these strikes they're calling. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'm just continuing my analysis. He's yeah. the first player I've seen since you announced I needed a new favorite, so
yeah,
I'm considering
that's usually
him.
The odds on favorite.
I think that's
yeah.
how we came up with Joe Englert, too.
No, Joe Englert was
oh,
the same
yeah.
height as me, and
same
the same
height,
build-ish
yeah.
for a man, you know.
Yeah, he had a great bod.
Yeah.
England had a rockin' bod.
So now you have a visual on the people in the podcast universe.
Yeah.
Joe England, a la feminine.
Yeah.
So Joe England.
Yeah, Houston's in. This is the first time the Houston Astros have ever been in Toronto.
Amazing. I wonder how they like it.
I think they like it a lot.
I've never been to Houston.
No, but you've been everywhere.
I know. I've been to Dallas and I've been to Austin. Austin's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Frank, I believe you've been to Houston.
Nope.
No?
No, I went to Dallas, Fort Worth, and Arlington.
Which are all beside each other.
Yeah. Not Houston, though.
Yeah. You know who lived in Houston? Ooh. That guy from Arcade Fire. Wynn Butler.
He lived in Houston?
Yeah.
I think you're thinking of Montreal.
No, he moved to Montreal later.
I think you're thinking of Jeff Bridges' character from...
Crazy Horse.
From Crazy Heart.
Crazy Heart.
No, I'm thinking of his character from Crazy Horse.
I think you're thinking of Neil Young in Crazy Horse.
Wait. I can't remember who I'm thinking of now. No, that guy went... Because they made that album, The Suburbs.
Yeah.
And that Wynn Butler said he was thinking of the suburbs of Houston when he wrote all those songs.
You know they have suburbs in Montreal, too, though.
I don't think they do.
Yeah, they do.
They're too French for that.
There's like, suburbs.
It's like skyscrapers, countryside.
Skyscrapers, wine country.
And then the moth to keep out the English.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have moat.
I used to think when they were talking about separating Quebec from the rest of Canada, that they were actually going to, like, chisel
like
into
take a
the
hacksaw?
Land. Yeah. But, you know, I was young when I first heard the idea.
Yeah, you're like 16, 17?
This sounds like quite an undertaking.
Yeah.
But I was scared.
I'm against this for economic reasons.
This is going to cost a lot.
No. All I was thinking about was how when I went on vacation to Nova Scotia, it would take a lot longer to get there by car.
Well, it would. You'd get held up at the border.
Wait. So what would they do? They'd float it out into the ocean?
Yeah, like an island.
So there'd be just a pit?
So you'd have to take like a channel to get there?
Something like that, yes.
Yeah. Well, sounds horrifying.
That's
what happened to Prince Edward Island.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to be right in the middle of Burlington.
Yeah, you know that stupid bridge you have to take?
Yeah.
The Centennial Bridge?
That's a cool bridge, actually.
Oh, is it? Anybody that was new, right?
Oh, no, it's Confederation Bridge, isn't it?
Whatever it is.
Yeah,
it's Confederation Bridge.
Paul, you really don't know your bridges.
I only went on it once.
Yeah, to go to PEI?
By the way, since this is where I ended up anyway.
How did you get back?
Seeing as this is a baseball podcast, should we mention that the...
No.
No? Okay.
Wait, what were you going to say?
We have like an hour of stuff that we talked about baseball during.
A lot of times we like to talk about not baseball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we want other people to listen to our podcast.
Right.
But realize that realistically...
We want to alienate everyone.
Yeah.
People who are only looking for baseball are like, oh, I can't wait till they stop talking about Montreal.
So I can find out what happened in the game that happened a week ago.
Yeah.
I'm George Burns.
Is he gonna steal? What was that?
He said, yeah!
Oh, is he gonna come around?
Yeah!
Come on, McCoy! Oh, he stayed at third.
Bautista, though.
Oh, gosh. But Bautista struck out twice today.
Oh, God. Not against this guy, though.
Okay, so people at home.
Okay.
There's two guys on.
Runners?
One at third.
Yeah.
One at second.
And guess who's coming up?
Our favorite.
Kyle Drabek.
Bautista.
Bautista.
Is that how you say it?
You say Bautista.
Bow, wow, wow, chicka, wow, chicka, wait.
That's right.
That's the one.
Spanish pronunciation.
Oh, Paul has his rally hat on.
Yeah. He's had this on all inning.
I'm buttoning up my jersey. Out of nerves, mostly.
Gotta turn that shit inside out, Dave.
The jersey?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Someone's making a chicken.
Oh, come on.
Ah, boo.
They're walking Bautista.
Oh, that makes sense, though.
Yeah, it's smart.
His run doesn't count.
No. Bases loaded, two outs. The Houston assholes put Bautista on with an intentional walk.
Oh, Aaron Hill's been hot lately.
Yeah. Gosh, if he just hit a fuck you grand slam first pitch.
Oh, man.
That would be great.
Bautista's at third, right?
He's at first.
He's at first.
The bases are loaded.
Yeah. Oh, right. Right. Okay, I was thinking Escobar.
Yeah.
Okay, he's at third.
Escobro.
Yeah. No, well, they changed, they put in another guy for Escobar, who could run better.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Mike McCoy. Can he really run better than Escobar?
I don't know.
I feel like...
John Farrell knows better than I do.
I don't know if he knows.
Hire Dave, Toronto Blue Jays. Oh, go, 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 run, no!
Oh, that was pretty close, but we lost the game.
Yeah, that's it. Well... Sunday afternoon baseball with Paul and Dave.
We'll see you next week.
And Krista.
And Krista.
Thanks for being on the show, Krista.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
We've always wanted you on the show, and now here you are.
Thanks, guys.
Anything to plug this week?
No, I don't think I'm doing anything this week.
Oh, yeah. Check my sunburn.
Check my sunburn.
At sundayafternoonbaseball@gmail.com.
Yeah. Please email us.
Yeah. Oh.
We've so far received emails only from Gmail and iTunes.
Yeah. Those are good things.
And tell your friends about the podcast.
Yeah, you stupid jerks.
Yeah.
You guys are rude.
We're just in a bad mood.
Did you see what happened back there?
All right. Good afternoon, everyone.